Welcome to the Countdown to Canada podcast by Arrive, a podcast for newcomers by newcomers. We give you the information, resources, and tips you need to build a successful life here. Whether you're exploring your immigration options, looking for your first job, starting your studies as an international student, or adapting to life in Canada, this podcast will set you up for a smooth journey. Now let's get you home. I'm your host, Clem Levauvalier, and with me is my co-host, Suganda Mahajan. Hi, Suganda. How's it going today?
Hey, Clem. Everything's going well. I'm excited to talk about networking today.
Yes. I know we touched upon it in our podcast episode on finding a job in Canada. But given how important networking is in Canada, I think it deserves its own episode.
I completely agree. Networking is actually something many newcomers struggle with initially. In my case, even though I'd heard that it was important to have a professional network in Canada, like even before I moved from India, I wasn't exactly sure what role it could play in my career.
Yeah, if you're coming from a culture where networking isn't common, it can be quite challenging to figure out how or where to start. But you've been in Canada for 3 years now, and I'm sure you're much more comfortable with networking now. Can you explain to our listeners why networking is so essential here?
Absolutely. But before I get into that, I think it's important to point out that Canada has a huge hidden job market. This means that between 65 to 80% of all available jobs aren't actually advertised or promoted publicly. I actually learned about the hidden job market during one of my initial networking meetings, and I remember being very surprised. Until then, I had been applying to jobs posted on websites like LinkedIn, Monster, and Indeed. And my first thought was, oh my God, does this mean I've only been applying to 20 to 30% of all the jobs that I might be a good fit for?
That's right.
And in a way, though, it gave me hope. I hadn't had much luck with my job search until then. So knowing that there were still tons of job opportunities that I hadn't tapped into was quite reassuring.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you put a positive spin on that. I know the hidden job market comes as a surprise to most newcomers, myself included. And unless you know how to access those jobs, it can feel like a majority of jobs are out of reach for newcomers.
True. And that brings me back to the question you asked. The main reason networking is so important for newcomers is because it is the only way to tap into Canada's hidden job market. Think about it from a hiring manager's perspective. If they have an open position on their team, usually the first thing they're going to do is ask their colleagues, friends, or other people in their network if they know somebody who is a suitable fit for the role. And in most cases, they'll review the recommendations that come in from their network, set up some interviews, and fill the position. Some employers will only list jobs on job portals if they don't get any suitable leads from their networks. Others might actually formally list the position when it first opens, but may still prioritize candidates who come in through referrals. Because if you've been referred by somebody the hiring manager actually knows, they'll obviously trust you more, right?
And that's true, yeah. Your network is the key that unlocks that hidden job market. But that's not all. Networking can also be helpful at every single stage of your job search, and even afterwards when you do have a job and you start growing in your career in Canada. And as a newcomer, even before you start actively applying to jobs, you need to learn about your industry, you need to understand who the key employers in your field are, what the skills are that are in demand, and what roles that you'd be a good fit for. And your network can help with all of that.
Absolutely.
And when you're ready to start applying, your network can help you get insights into how specific organizations work, what their hiring process is like, what kind of work culture they have, and what they look for in candidates. And all of these things can be very useful when you're customizing your resume or actually showing up to interviews.
Definitely. And firsthand information from somebody who works in a company is usually more relevant and also more recent than whatever you would find online. Plus, if you aren't completely sure if a particular company is right for you, learning about their team culture and their priorities as an organization can help you decide whether you even want to apply. When I was first applying to jobs in Canada, I also leveraged my network to get feedback on everything from my elevator pitch to my resume. Plus, another advantage was that in my one-on-one networking meetings, I ended up talking about my skills, experiences, and goals so many times that by the time I got to the interview stage, I already had well-practiced responses ready to all those questions.
Yeah, and those are great tips. I think it might be helpful to stop for a second to talk about what networking is, and more importantly, what it isn't. Because there's a common misconception that many newcomers have that networking is just about sending out connection requests on LinkedIn and adding more people to your network. And let me make this clear, that's not how networking works. Networking is about building meaningful connections with other professionals. So before you can start leveraging your network in your job search, you need to invest time and effort into building and nurturing those relationships. And if that sounds like a lot of work, that's because it is.
It is.
Sure, getting someone's business card at a networking event or adding someone to your LinkedIn network can be the first step, but how you take that conversation forward comes down to what you're looking for and what value you bring to their work life. Are you looking to learn about an industry or a company or about the skills needed for a particular role? And if so, you'll find many professionals are willing to help you out. And this can be a great way to begin a conversation. Or you might have something to offer or share. For instance, if someone mentions a project they're struggling with, you might have a way to solve their problem, or you might have experience with a similar project that you can talk about. Remember, networking is not a one-way street, and it's often better to offer help than to ask for it.
Another thing I want to mention, Clem, is that as newcomers, it can be easy to be hyper-focused on your goal of getting a job.
I know.
But you should know that networking is not transactional. The objective of networking is to make yourself more visible and to position yourself as a strong candidate for the job. But once your professional relationships get to that stage, yes, the job referrals will come. I am not even in a hiring position, and yet I still get LinkedIn requests from people asking me for a job. In some cases, those messages have like no introduction at all. It's just, can you give me the job?
That's not how it works.
That's not how it works.
No, and that's a common mistake that many of us have been guilty of in the past, so don't feel bad about it if you have. But know that not only will it not work, it will also burn a potentially interesting contact that might otherwise have been a great connection. They're going to be turned off by you requesting a job before you've even gotten to know them and before you've proven that you actually have valuable skills and experience to offer. So if you're starting to build your Canadian network, make sure you're not asking people for a job outright.
And also make sure you're connecting with the right people. Have a strategy to identify who you want in your network. This can be people in selected companies or professionals in a particular role. It is better to build meaningful, lasting connections with 5 relevant people than it is to connect with 500 random people on LinkedIn. Because at the end of the day, you only need one impactful referral to get your dream job in Canada, right?
Yeah, that's true. You mentioned lasting connections, and that got me thinking. I'm actually still in touch with some of the professionals I met when I first came to Canada over a decade ago. And over the years, we've helped each other with a lot, and not just with finding jobs. Because when you're in similar industries or roles, you can keep sharing little things that you learn to help make someone else's work a little easier. For example, a new strategy that's worked out for you, or a tool that you recommend, or an introduction to a vendor or a client. And through your network, you might be able to find someone who can mentor you or teach you a new skill. And those relationships remain valuable throughout your career.
I completely agree. There's actually another misconception that many newcomers have, and that is that networking only happens on LinkedIn. That is not true. There are many different ways to build and grow your network, and ideally, you should be using a few of them in combination.
Yeah.
LinkedIn is definitely at the top of that list, but you can't really have in-depth conversations there. So once you do connect with somebody interesting, you should ask them for a coffee chat.
Yay, coffee chats. Let's talk about this.
Yeah, I know coffee chats are new for a lot of people. Essentially, a coffee chat is an informal, informational interview where you get an opportunity to ask questions about the other person's work, their company, or even share your own experiences. And you can do this in person or even over a video call. And it is a great way to take your conversations forward, one-to-one.
Yeah, you know what? Just last week, I was explaining this to a newcomer from France, and he was skeptical that people really do this. And then a couple of days later, he called me proudly to tell me he'd just had his first coffee chat. So yes, this is a real way of life in the Canadian work culture.
Yeah, very real. And then there are networking events, in-person events, obviously, but also a lot of networking events are now hybrid or completely virtual. So you can participate in some of these even before you arrive in Canada. Some virtual events also have breakout rooms where you get a chance to chat with like a smaller group of professionals. The whole idea of networking initially is to get introduced to new people so you can reconnect with them separately later, perhaps over a coffee chat. And once you've landed in Canada, finding volunteer opportunities or a survival job can also be great ways to meet professionals and build more connections.
Yeah, you know what? I'm glad that you brought that up. Any engagement you have with other professionals could be an opportunity to network, whether it's a side hustle or a part-time job at a coffee shop. But to make it work, you need to be prepared so that you can always put your best foot forward. For instance, if you've asked someone for a coffee chat, do your research on their role and career path in advance. Have a list of questions ready for them. Practice your elevator pitch so that you can really impress them. Ideally, set an agenda for your conversation so that they know exactly what information you're looking for. And no, that agenda should not include asking for a job. And if you're attending a networking event, be clear about what your objective is. Do you want to introduce yourself to as many people as you can, or do you want to have a conversation with a few specific professionals from certain industries? I recommend contacting the organizers of the event to find out who's going to be attending, because this can help you come up with relevant questions specifically for those people and give you a chance to customize your elevator pitch. And regardless of how you're networking, remember to be professional. And this means dressing appropriately, being on time, being respectful and careful about your body language. And always send a thank you note within 24 hours of your meeting so that they remember you afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you notes are very important. And honestly, if you think you still have more to learn from that individual, you can also use your thank you note to request another coffee chat or to share information that might be helpful to them.
So, Sugandha, you've talked about several different ways of networking. Do you want to share what your approach was at the beginning when you
got
here?
Absolutely. The first people I connected with before I arrived in Canada were people I already knew here. This included friends, distant family members, classmates from my school who'd moved here, alumni from my university, and even friends of friends. Since I already knew them directly or indirectly, they were mostly happy to help me with the information that I needed or to connect me with relevant professionals in their network. Initially, my objective was to get a better understanding of the industry here and the skills that employers here look for. And I was also trying to decide at that time which city I should live in. So I wanted to get a sense of where the most job opportunities were. In my case, that just happened to be Toronto. Besides that, I'd already made a list of employers I was interested in working for. So I used that to create a networking strategy. This meant finding recruiters, hiring managers in my field, and also people who'd recently joined these organizations, including newcomers from different countries, because I realized that they would have the best tips on landing a job here. I did not want to copy-paste the same LinkedIn connection request for everyone, so I spent quite a bit of time just going over everybody's LinkedIn profile to find things that we had in common, connections, interests, all of that, or even interesting stuff that they'd posted. And I used that information to start a conversation, making sure that I very clearly stated what I wanted to learn from them.
Yeah, that's an excellent approach. It's really important to customize LinkedIn connection requests. You're much more likely to get a response if you tell someone why you're interested in connecting with them specifically. And remember, you don't just want to get added to someone's LinkedIn network. You want to have a conversation with them.
Absolutely. And this approach worked really well for me. I was, in fact, pleasantly surprised to see just how many professionals replied. Usually, after that, we would exchange a few more messages on LinkedIn, and then I would ask to see if they're available for a coffee chat. To be honest, scheduling coffee chats was a little tough when I was still in India because of the time difference. But once I got here, so many people were willing to take out like 30 minutes from their day to just speak to me and answer my questions. I did meet a few people in person as well. And one of those turned into a volunteer opportunity where I helped a new nonprofit with website and social media content. And honestly, I loved that because not only did it give me something interesting and challenging to do, it was also something I could showcase on my resume. Plus, another advantage was that I got to work closely with some senior level professionals who were volunteers on the board.
Nice.
And I am absolutely certain that that could have led to great job opportunities if I hadn't already landed my first job.
Of course.
But Clem, if I remember correctly, you did actually get your first job in Canada through networking, right? Was it through somebody you already knew or somebody you met after coming to Canada?
You know what? That's right. I got my first job by reconnecting with a former coworker that I'd worked with in my home country. And we'd worked together really well, and he was hiring for his team. And then I got my next job through another coworker when I connected with her spouse, whose company was hiring. And at another point, I was at a networking event and I struck up a conversation with a really interesting person. And we met again for a coffee chat. And after that, he connected me to a company that he knew who was looking for someone with my skill set. And at another point in my career, I saw a job posting on LinkedIn that I thought looked perfect for me. But the closing date for that position was coming up and I figured they might already have narrowed in on a candidate. So I checked out who in my LinkedIn network I might be connected to that company. And I found a former coworker, and I asked him to introduce me to the hiring manager, who agreed to meet me for a coffee chat. And when I talked with her, she told me they'd actually already chosen a candidate for the role, so they hadn't even seen my application. But since the coffee chat went well, she invited me in for an official interview the next day. And after that interview, they ended up deciding that I was a better fit than the other candidate, and they hired me instead. So I would never have gotten a chance at an interview without an introduction from my network.
That's amazing. So like last four jobs in a row through networking.
All of the jobs.
I also love how easy LinkedIn just makes it to search your network for professionals in like a particular company. But I do want to point out that whether you're using LinkedIn to network, to look for jobs, or like a combination of the two, it is super important to keep your LinkedIn profile polished and up to date. In most cases, the professionals you're hoping to connect with will go through your LinkedIn profile before accepting your request. And the same is true for employers in your network. Even if you haven't included your LinkedIn profile on your resume, which you should, by the way.
Yes.
Most recruiters will look you up on social media platforms, including LinkedIn and wherever else you have a presence, and look at what you post and how often you post before making a hiring decision.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Plus, a well-written LinkedIn profile with a professional headshot can help you make a great first impression on potential employers and other senior professionals. So make sure your headline is compelling and that it shows who you are and not just what you do. It's a chance to highlight what makes you unique and why you'd be a great candidate for a job or a good addition to their network. Plus, you want to provide as much information as possible about your skills, experiences, certifications, and achievements. So make sure you fill out all of the relevant sections on that LinkedIn profile.
Yeah. Actually, one thing that I've come across pretty often is people simply copy-pasting their resume on their LinkedIn profile.
Oof.
Don't do that.
Nope.
Keep in mind the two serve very different purposes. Your resume needs to be customized for a single employer, but your LinkedIn profile is visible to potentially every employer out there. So keep it generic. Instead of focusing on one or two key skills like you would in your resume, list all of the things that you excel at. Another effective way to use LinkedIn is to get recommendations from people who know you. And this could be your managers or colleagues from your home country as well. Having a few public endorsements on your profile is like an excellent way to get professionals to trust you. Because after all, it's somebody else who's openly vouching for your skills and work ethic.
Yeah, those are both great points. Regularly posting on LinkedIn is important as well. It can increase your visibility, especially if you have something meaningful to say. Plus, you can engage with other people's posts and keep the conversation going with people in your network. Just remember to be professional with whatever you post. And that applies to other social media platforms as well. Don't start arguments. Don't criticize what others are saying. Avoid posting controversial opinions or, heaven forbid, post in all caps.
Oh, God, I hate that.
Yeah, that's like shouting on the internet. Instead, do some research and stay on top of industry trends so that you have well-informed content to share. As a rule of thumb, before you post anything, ask yourself if you'd be okay with a future employer reading this. And if the answer is yes, then go ahead and post it.
I love that. Clem, so you're a natural at networking.
No, I'm not.
I think you are. But my question is, do you have any tips that you want to share with newcomers who are just starting to build a network in Canada?
Yeah. So first of all, I like to say that I'm not a natural in networking. I had to learn and work hard at it. And it feels more natural today than it did 10 years ago when I first got here. Networking doesn't come naturally to everyone, and especially if it's not something that you've done in your home country. But there are so many different ways of networking that with a little effort, you can find a way to approach networking that works with you. If you're an introvert, you may be more comfortable with LinkedIn and one-on-one coffee chats. And if you're an extrovert, networking events may be where you shine. And if you're not much of a conversationalist, then find a volunteering opportunity so that you can let your work speak for you.
Yeah, that's the one I picked.
All of these approaches work. Just find one that you feel comfortable with that's right for you. Next, Sugandha, you mentioned this in passing. Leverage your existing connections first. Building meaningful relationships through networking takes time. So tapping into connections you already have can help speed that process up. Another tip I'd give is to set networking goals for yourself. When you're actively job hunting, that can take up most of your time, but don't deprioritize networking. You can set targets for yourself for how many people you connect with each week or how many coffee chats you want to do, but make sure your goals are measurable and realistic and hold yourself accountable to them. This way, you'll dedicate enough time to networking and you'll also be able to see how your efforts are paying off. One tip I picked up a few years ago is to keep track of the conversations that you have with different people, because things can start getting mixed up if you're meeting lots of new people each week. So this person actually kept a document with information on every meeting, including what the person's name and designation was, any tips that that person had shared, their interests, what they talked about, any next steps that had been part of the conversation. And this kind of document can come in handy when you reconnect with some of your contacts later on. And finally, and I know we've covered this, but it's really important, don't approach networking with a give me a job mindset. Networking is not transactional, so don't expect your professional connections to give you a job or a referral as soon as you meet. Instead, focus on learning from their experience, showcasing your own skills and experiences, and building trust. And that's important, building trust. Because this way, they can keep you in mind when they learn about a suitable job opportunity.
Yeah, actually, that brings me to another question. And possibly that's top of mind for most newcomers. After you spent all this time and effort building your network, but without actually asking for a job outright, how do you actually leverage your network to land a job?
That's the excellent question. As a newcomer, networking can help you in your job search in more ways than one. And we talked about the hidden job market earlier, so let's start with that. Remember, this is the 65 to 80% of all available jobs in Canada that you have no direct visibility into. So how do you know that an employer is hiring if they don't post a job? Well, you ask people that you've built meaningful connections with. And although you shouldn't straight up ask people in your network for a job at any point, once you do know someone better, you can let them know that you're looking for work and ask if they know someone who's hiring in your field. And your network can provide you with referrals, both to posted jobs and to those in the hidden job market. But before you ask for a connection for a referral, you need to gain their trust first. Why should they vouch for you? Have you impressed them with your skills, with your knowledge? Did you help them out in some way? Or have you told them about some of your earlier work achievements? If the answer is yes, they'll probably be willing to refer you to roles that they know of. In my case, I've gotten a lot of referrals from people I've worked with who'd seen the quality of my work and were happy to recommend me. Actually, very recently, this past week, I referred a person that I'd worked with recently, and that referral was able to get her a job offer down the line after the interviewing. So the benefits of networking go well beyond just finding and applying to jobs. In most Canadian companies, the hiring process includes several steps, including resume screening, two or three interviews. In some cases, a referral might help you skip the resume screening stage, but you'll still need to excel in the interviews to land that job. Employers want to hire candidates who know about the company, who are genuinely interested in the job. Doing a Google search about the company isn't always enough to impress, but the insights that you get by networking with people who work there, those are invaluable. You might be able to learn about the skills a particular employer values, the company's culture, and in some cases, you might be able to learn about the types of questions that other people were asked in their interviews.
Yeah, especially if you're networking with somebody who recently joined the organization.
Yeah. All of this can give you an edge over other candidates for the role and bring you that much closer to a job offer.
So networking really can make all the difference when you're looking for jobs in Canada. And even if you're not quite ready to start your job search, for instance, if you're an international student in Canada and plan to start working here after you graduate, you should still be building your network as early as possible, ideally as soon as you begin your study program. Remember, the sooner you start, the more contacts you would have built by the time you're ready to start job hunting. Clem, we're at time. Just wanted to say I've definitely learned quite a lot from our conversation today. I'm sure all of this information will be immensely useful for our listeners.
I hope so.
And if you are looking for more newcomer-specific information on networking in Canada, we have an in-depth guide that we've linked out to in the episode description. I highly recommend that you download it. It's quite good.
Yes. Thank you for listening to the Countdown to Canada podcast by Arrive. We hope that the tips we shared today will help you build your network in Canada and effectively leverage it for your job search. For other newcomer resources to help with your career, life, and finances in Canada, check out our website, arrivein.com, and subscribe to this podcast. And we hope to see you back for the next episode.